Chapter 11, Preparing for Your Test. Chapter Overview. This chapter gives details of the tests within NTA's Skills Development Program and how they are managed. It also provides a sample of the types of questions that you can expect in these tests. Testing in the Skills Development Program, SPSV Driver Entry Test, Test Administration, what you need to know for the Industry Knowledge Module, what you need to know for the Area Knowledge Module. 11.1. Testing in the Skills Development Program. NTA has a Skills Development Program for the SPSV industry. This program includes tests to check drivers' knowledge of the industry rules and the area they work in. The main test in this program is the SPSV Driver Entry Test, which must be passed by everyone who wants an SPSV driver license. The test has two parts, an Industry Knowledge Module and an Area Knowledge Module. The Area Knowledge Module can also be taken by current SPSV drivers who want to stand or apply for hire in a new county as a standalone test. Tip: this requirement does not apply for local area Hackney driver licenses. 11.2. SPSV Driver Entry Test. The SPSV Driver Entry Test checks that you understand the rules of the SPSV industry as explained in the Taxi Regulation Act 2013 and the Taxi Regulation Small Public Service Vehicle Regulations 2015. Industry Knowledge Module. The Industry Knowledge Module has 54 questions about the regulations and best practices in the SPSV industry, which are explained in this manual. This manual is the only material you need to study for this module. The Area Knowledge Module. The Area Knowledge Module checks if you know the area where you want to work. The SPSV Driver Entry Test includes a tutorial which is 28 minutes in length, the Industry Knowledge Module which is 54 minutes in length, and the Area Knowledge Module which is 36 minutes in length. The entire test will take a maximum of 1 hour and 58 minutes. Note: if you are already a licensed SPSV driver and want to work in another county, you must pass the Area Knowledge Module for that county. Passing requirements. The first time you take the test, you must pass both the Industry Knowledge Module and the Area Knowledge Module for the county you want to operate in. You need a score of 75% or higher to pass each module. If you only pass one module, you can retake just the module you failed. However, you must pass both modules within 1 year of your first test, or you will have to retake the full SPSV Driver Entry Test. Each test costs the same, whether it is for both modules or for only one. 11.3. Test Administration. How to apply for a test. You can take your SPSV Driver Entry Test at one of five locations across the country. You can pick a time and place that works best for you. When you are ready, you can apply for your test by calling 0818 064 000. If you have any special requirements, highlight them when you book your test. For those with an official supporting education or medical document, there are options for extra support, such as extra time or one-on-one assistance. This one-on-one assistance is in the form of a reader. The reader cannot assist in the test in any way. They will simply read the questions to you as required. Make sure you have the following to apply: test application checklist, your contact details, your PPS number, your full Irish driving licence or a driving licence from another EU, EEA or recognised country. The test fee, which can be paid by credit or debit card, cheque or postal order. Further information. For more information, call 0818 064 000 or visit www.nationaltransport.ie. When your application is processed, you will get an email or letter with the date, time, and location of your test. You will also be reminded of the documents you need to bring with you. The test appointment. Bring your current driving license and proof of identification. This will be checked when you arrive at the test centre. When your ID and documents are confirmed, your personal items will be locked away and you will be taken to a workstation to begin the test. Taking the test. The test is done on a computer. Before the test begins, there will be a short tutorial on how to answer the questions. You do not need to know how to use a computer to take the test. If you run out of time during the test, it will automatically finish. The time remaining will always be clearly displayed on the screen. Answering questions. You will use a mouse or a touch screen to answer the questions. Each question will have multiple choice options for you to choose from. Some questions in the test have only one correct answer, and you will need to choose the answer you think is right by clicking or touching the relevant option. Other questions may ask you to pick two correct answers. Changing answers. During the test, you can change or cancel your answers within each module. Skipping questions. If you skip any questions, they will be highlighted at the end of the module for you to try again. However, once you finish the module, you cannot go back to review your answers. So, remember to check everything before you finish the test. Conduct during the test. The test is watched by a person called an invigilator and is recorded on CCTV. You are not allowed to talk to other candidates, use written materials, or use your mobile phone or other devices during the test. Breaking these rules will disqualify you from the test and from taking future tests for a certain time. Test results. The test is scored automatically and you will get your results immediately. Pass. If you pass both modules, NTA will give you the SPSV Skills Development Certificate at the test centre on the same day. Fail. If you fail both modules, you will receive a report with the details on how to apply for and retake the test. If you pass one module and fail the other, you will get a report with the details on how to apply for and retake the module you failed. Tip: remember, to avoid having to redo the whole test with both modules, you must pass both modules within 1 year of taking the test. 11.4. What you need to know for the Industry Knowledge module. Sample questions for Industry Knowledge. Here are some examples of the questions you might see in this module. Which of the following describes a taxi standing for hire? A. The taxi is parked on a road. B. The taxi is stationary and available for hire. C. The taxi is in motion and available for hire. D. The taxi has a passenger and is en route. Fixed payment offence, failure to display tamper-proof licence disc, carries a penalty of A. €60, B. €80, C. €150, D. €250. To complete a change of vehicle process, the applicant must confirm that they A. own the new vehicle, B. have been employed to drive the new vehicle, C. own or hold the replacement vehicle under lease or hire purchase, D. have a formal agreement in place to rent the new vehicle. How many weeks prior to the expiry date are drivers advised to renew their SPSV driver licenses? A. 6 weeks. B. 8 weeks. C. 10 weeks. D. 12 weeks. Which of the following is found on a taxi's in-vehicle information card? A. The vehicle registration number. B. The operator's name. C. The taxi license number. D. Information on how to understand a taxi fare. If seats have been added or adapted to a vehicle, where would you need to get certification? A. Any garage. B, an NCT center. C, the vehicle vendor. D, the manufacturer. 11.5. What you need to know for the Area Knowledge Module. To provide customers with reliable, fast service, there is an expectation that as a professional driver, you will have better than average knowledge of the area you are operating in. This makes the Area Knowledge Module an important part of the NTA's SPSV Driver Entry Test. This module is designed to ensure that you are familiar with the county where you want to work as an SPSV driver. If you are a qualified SPSV driver and you want to work in another county, you must also pass this test for that county. Sample questions for area knowledge. Here are some examples of the questions you might see in this module. 1. Urban centres, streets. Drury Street runs one way between which of the following streets? Dublin. A. South Great George's Street to South William Street. B. Stephen Street Lower to Exchequer Street. C. South William Street to Clarendon Street. D. South William Street to King Street South. 2. Urban centres, districts. When travelling from Adair to Newcastle West, which of the following places does a driver pass through? Limerick. A. Ardan. B. Ballingarry. C. Drumcolliher. D. Crua. 3. Hotels. On what road in Carlow town is the Dolman Hotel located? Carlow. A. Hackettstown Road. B. Athy Road. C. Portlaoise Road. D. Kilkenny Road. 4. Hospitals. The main entrance to Cork University Hospital is accessed directly from what road in Cork City? Cork. A. Sarsfield Road. B. Curraheen Road. C. Wilton Road. D. Bishopstown Road. 5. Landmark. Where in Waterford City is the clock tower located? Waterford. A. Dock Road. B. Grattan Quay. C. Mars Quay. D. Abbey Road. Key information for the Area Knowledge Module. Here is a summary of the key information you should focus on while preparing for your test. Local Area Knowledge. You will need to know the following for the area you want to operate in. Main street names for urban centres, motorways, districts or regions, routes to other towns or villages, well-known hotels, bars and restaurants, landmarks, particularly those popular with tourists, hospitals, transport hubs, train stations, airports, bus stations, sports venues, entertainment hubs, concert venues, theatres, universities and further education institutions, shopping centres. Local places of interest. You should also be familiar with all the important or relevant locations and landmarks within the area you operate. Places include hospitals and medical centres, nearest airports. The nearest airport might not be located within your operating area. Local ferries and boat services, transport terminals, for example buses, trains and the Lewis, hotels and holiday centres, stadiums or arenas, prominent sports clubs, for example golf clubs, yacht clubs and tennis clubs, major landmarks, tourist attractions including museums, galleries and visitor centres, leisure facilities, for example, swimming pools, bowling alleys, cinemas, theatres, well-known pubs, restaurants and nightclubs, shopping centres and retail parks, third-level institutions like universities, education and training boards, ETBs, surrounding towns and villages. You will also need to know some key information about surrounding towns and villages as they relate to all regional and national routes. Questions in the test may reference towns and other locations in counties bordering the county being tested. For example, an applicant in Kilkenny might be asked about routes to Waterford City or New Ross. Building up your knowledge. Here are some tips to help build up your knowledge in the area you are operating in. Study streets and road maps to learn the main roads and districts in the county. Focus on one district at a time and use the map to find the main roads and places that are important, like hospitals and transport hubs. Walk or cycle around a district with a map when it is not too busy. This can help you get to know the area better. Compare the map with what you see, noting things like one-way streets and dead ends. Drive around a district. Familiarise yourself with the layout and flow of the area, including one-way streets. Always drive safely and only look at the map when your vehicle is stopped.